Texte numéro 57. Meet a 21st century slave. When readers hear about modern slavery in America or abroad, they often assume that's an exaggeration. If you're one of the doubters, then read what happened to Poonam Thapa, a teenage girl I met in Nepal, where she is putting her life back together after being sold to a brothel. Poonam was poor and uneducated when a woman offered an escape in the form of a well-paying job. "You can have a better life," the woman told Poonam, "and if you make good money, you will be respected by your father. You can help your family." So Poonam, then aged 12, ran off with the woman. When she was eventually deposited in a brothel in Mumbai, India, she was puzzled. She didn't even know what a brothel was. The brothel owner, a woman, dolled her up in a skimpy dress, gave her heels, and sold her virginity to an older man who raped her. She was bleeding and hurting and crying. The brothel owner sternly told Poonam to buck up. She said she had paid $2,000 for Poonam and needed to recover her investment. So the girl was locked inside the brothel, forced to have sex with 20 to 25 men a day and more on Sundays and holidays. There were no days off, no possible escape, and of course, no pay. One day, Poonam was hurting and refused a customer. She says the brothel owner beat her and burnt her with cigarettes. The scars are still visible. Poonam thus became one of 21 million people worldwide, a quarter of them children, who are ordered to say that they are over 18, subjected to forced labour. In the United States alone, tens of thousands of children are trafficked into the sex trade each year. Then one day, police raided the brothel. Warned by the brothel owner that the police would torture her if they found she was a child or trafficked, Poonam claimed that she was 23 and working voluntarily. But the police could see that she was a child and took her to a shelter. Indian authorities returned Poonam to the care of Mighty Nepal, a leading anti-trafficking organisation. Now Poonam is studying to be a social worker in hope of helping other trafficked girls. Even though there seems to be a bit of progress against sex trafficking of Nepali girls, a crucial step forward would be to end the impunity for traffickers. This ought to be done in Nepal, India, Thailand, but in America as well. We need to prosecute traffickers rather than their victims, who need more help to escape their fate. In the 21st century, isn't it finally time to abolish slavery forever? Adapted from New York Times, October 2020.